Go, go, yalla. Yalla. There's no way this guy's doing it. Allah.
Hello, children. Hello. Now, today's lesson is on why two foreign-born immigrants from a certain part of the world threw a heavy footstool off a balcony in the Westfield Shopping Centre in Newham in London, potentially risking killing or paralysing those on the floor below. Now, I know I have looked at this and the fact that multiculturalism is inherently bad and will always lead to violence like this a number of times. But in case you haven't made notes, let's go through why, in this area in which there is no one dominant ethnic group and in which whites are a minority, this kind of thing can be expected to happen. One, we are evolved to be with our ethnic in-group, and we are evolved to be altruistic to them because this means that we pass on more of our genes. We are evolved to be hostile to people who are not in our ethnic in-group because they are battling with our ethnic in-group for resources in prehistory. Therefore, we are less empathetic towards members of our ethnic out-group and are more likely to engage in dangerous, uncaring and violent behaviour towards them. Two, the people involved were young members of an ethnic minority. Such people who are young, particularly young men, are adapted to take risks in order to gain status in a context in which females sexually select for status and in which the majority of men, about 60% of men, do not pass on their genes in polygamous mating systems. This pressures men to take risks to gain status, because the likelihood is if they don't gain status, they won't pass on their genes. Three, part of status is dominance, gaining dominance over other men. One of the ways in which you gain dominance over other men is by seeming like the kind of person who will be good in battle and good in fights. So therefore, you do risky things and you do things which are costly signals of dominance. Throwing a very heavy object, breaking the law, off the balcony in the Westfield Shopping Centre is a costly signal because you could be arrested, you could be banged up, all kinds of things could happen. And so in doing it, you're showing that you're brave and therefore you're more likely to be dominant and more likely in prehistory to get the women. Next, four, we have basically reduced thinking in novel environments. We are evolved to be in the environment in which we are adapted. In that environment, we are adapted to think straight and think logically and think about the future. In novel environments, because we are in an evolutionary mismatch, we are less likely to think straight. We are more likely to be disinhibited. We are more likely to basically do stupid things because we are not in our evolutionary match. This makes us more impulsive. We are in an environment of danger. We are, from our perspective, an environment of instability. We are more instinctive. We are less likely to think straight. So we do stupid things. This is known as tourist disinhibition. So if you have lots of foreigners in your country, lots of people born abroad, you can expect to have tourist disinhibition. And that is what we are seeing. We are evolved to be in small groups in which there is immediate punishment for infractions. And we are evolved to be in groups of people like us who will see us as one of their group and will react particularly strongly against us because they will see us as a traitor to their group. If we are not part of their group, we know they are less likely to react to us. They will see us as a foreigner. They will think that perhaps the situation might develop and become far more severe and become far more dangerous. So they might be more inclined to leave us alone. Six, certain groups from certain parts of the world, due to certain things we're not allowed to talk about, are more sensation-seeking, are more impulsive, are less empathetic in general, and are therefore more likely to engage in certain kinds of behaviours. People from, I don't know, Canada or Gateshead or somewhere like that. But anyway, certain people are lower, are higher in sensation-seeking and higher in risky behaviours and dangerous behaviours. And finally, in novel circumstances, we tend to underestimate risk. We underestimate risk in circumstances that are not familiar to us. So if you have lots of foreigners in a place, you will have lots of people underestimating risk. This is why those young men threw that very heavy object off the balcony in the Westfield Shopping Centre. And it is why you should expect more and more of this as things pan out in the UK. It's why increasingly you should think about looking up. And if you want to know more about the evolutionary psychology of your time at school, then you could have a look at my book, The Naked Classroom, The Evolutionary Psychology of Your Time at School. And children, if you have enjoyed this lesson, then please, please, please subscribe. It really helps if you do that. Subscribe on YouTube, click the like button, hit the bell, leave a comment for the algorithm. It really helps if you do that. And if you really like it, then subscribe on my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most base content I can't put here, in-person interviews, vlogs, movies I make, writings I do, and where if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. But the message is this, children, don't be shocked by what happened at the Westfield Shopping Centre. It's perfectly predictable in a multicultural society. So your homework is to buy the book and look into this in more detail. See you tomorrow.
Are you ready for the future of the West?